Goldstein eFuturist HIMSS 2015 Health Grid, which is breaking new ground in patient communication. And I have Ed Martinez from Miami Children's Health System. Now, I love children's health systems, and you're doing some incredible things. How are you using the Health Grid system?
Well, we're using it from a lot of different perspectives. One, for the consumer, for the physician, for the step-down units or external facilities like hospice units or other hospitals. We're really looking at the full complement of care throughout the stay of a patient. One of the things that I do want to talk about in the few minutes that we have together, though, it's understandable that Meaningful Use is the big player in this space. We don't even think about it anymore. By installing this product, we not only implement a process that helps us be more efficient, lets the consumer be happier and the outcomes better, but we meet the Meaningful Use criteria without any thinking or any additional thought. For example, in the last month or so, we had 260 or so folks access our website, our portal, to look at their medical record and get information on their discharge instructions, etc. We had, in the same time frame, almost 5,000 patients that went in and used the mobile apps from Health Grid. So we really are looking at this as a whole different way of transition of care. And one of the key things is that the consumer is used to the mobile technologies. They're using technologies that are very good and they're very comfortable with. And in the end result, from the beginning that they have to go to the facility, while they're in an inpatient stay, which is probably the biggest hole for a lot of consumers and a lot of patients, and in our case, the family members of these kids, they know exactly what's going on with their blood work. They know what's going on with their lab results. They know what's going on with their radiology, with their pharmacy prescription, what care provider is giving care to them, who's a team that's taking care of their child, what's the next thing that's scheduled for them. All of these things are happening on a mobile app. So as a parent, I can sit there and watch my child at the same time, know exactly what's happening next, and not be in a situation where what's next? What's going on? Is he getting better? If he's not getting better? I can text back. I can have two-way conversation with my care provider. And should I go home? Now, the cool thing about this is that when I go home, I get a discharge instruction that's totally electronic. And what it allows me to do, instead of walking out of the hospital with 20 sheets of paper that says you have to give this medication at this time and this medication at this time, well, now I have a portable handheld that says this is what you need to do and this is when you need to do it. And God forbid, if my son or any patient needs to go down and go to a hospice unit or something like that, that information flows seamlessly to the care provider. In our case, we have a partnership with VITAS that we've established, and we did that over a period of 10 hours, 7 days, very quick to get done. So we're meeting not only meaningful use needs, we're meeting physician needs, we're meeting consumer needs, and we're meeting really the need to be able to close that whole care loop.
So you know what's actually more important? We should not be doing this for meaningful use. We should be doing this about relationships. It's about building a relationship with the patient, the kid, the family, the people who care about the kid, and tying them all together in a thread of care.
I couldn't agree more. Actually, when we started this whole thing, we didn't even thought about meaningful use. We thought about what was the right thing, what was the process we wanted to achieve. And a light bulb went off when we said, oh my God, we just met meaningful use at the station too. So it was just something that just happened, but it was the right thing for the patient at the right time.